You know you're kind of a big deal, right?
Bitch, yes I do. That's because I consider fisting first base. But you do know you're kind of a big deal too.
Well, that's because I respect the process. Duh.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
This is Kind of a Big Deal podcast with Terry Miller and Douglas Parks.
Yo, people.
Hello, kind fam, and welcome to another episode of Kind of a Big Deal podcast with Terry Miller
and Doug Parks.
We are here today to bring you episode 3 of season 2, and it's just Doug and I.
That's the best way to be.
Is it?
Because it's always confusing when you add 3.
I thought that was a good time.
Yeah, that is a good time. I'm just joking.
Okay, so in this episode, we are going to be discussing relationship PTSD and some of the things that Doug and I have been through during our journey together and our journeys before we had came together. But first, we're going to start off with some listener submissions. The first listener submission comes from Squires. How does one get past the point where the negative influences of others doesn't affect you anymore?
I went through that. Definitely went through that recently, you know, and there's never going to be a point where it doesn't affect you. You know, it's always going to be a part of your life now. What you have to take from it is, what have I learned from this? You know, in the fact that you won't allow yourself to go through that anymore because you've already been through it, and just heal from it, you know, and learn from it and grow from it. Don't be bitter. Don't be angry. Because the bottom line is, it takes two to tango. And in any relationship, you're both right, you're both wrong. Unless the other person is not trying at all and you're doing everything you possibly can, then you're right and they're wrong. And you got to walk away because there's no longer any relationship. It's just you trying to support the weight of everything. And it's unbalanced and that's not healthy. And it's okay to walk away, and it's okay to say, you know what, it's not a selfish thing. I told somebody this recently. It's not a selfish thing for you to say, I can't handle this anymore. What is selfish is that person that put everything on you and expected you to carry everything. And then when you told them I can't, they want to get mad at you and treat you like you're the piece of shit. And they want to run around and they want to spread the rumors and they want to spread the gossip because deep down they know they're a piece of shit and they can't have the focus on them. Because they can't admit it. So they put all the focus on everybody else.
I think that is a beautiful way to describe that question and answer that question. So we are going to move on to the next listener submission from Bulls. What would you like your life to be like if you set down your fears and insecurities and stepped into your power? This is such an interesting question.
Bulls. Part of me wants to say, Bulls, you need to add, you know, HIT to the end of that name. No, I'm just messing with you, Bulls.
HIT?
Yeah, bullshit.
Oh.
I love it. What would it be like if we could set that down and live? Honestly, I think life would be boring. You know, because I think everybody thrives on enough chaos to keep you driven. To keep you focused, because everything was perfect in life and everything was great, we would be bored.
Yeah, I agree. You know? Your fears and insecurities are definitely a big part of you, and when you take that out of your life, then you lose those pieces of you that helps drive you and actually have the power. I know for me, a lot of my fears and insecurities is what drives me to want to be a better person and do better at what I'm working on. Currently working with Rochelle Summers on our What Podcast project, it has been a lot of work, and her and I have been a great team. Shout out, Rochelle. Love you, babe. And the fear of not being successful and the insecurities of not being good enough in the team have really driven me to work harder on being a better teammate and being more successful and stop listening to those little thoughts in your head so much and learning from that.
Well, that's what people will fail to understand too. there's nothing wrong with fears and insecurities if you apply them to your life in the right way. You know, you have to, everything in life can be used for good if you know how to use it properly, you know. And when you have fears and insecurities, you just have to apply them to the right areas of your life to make you a better person, not be stuck in what caused you to have those fears and insecurities, but to grow past them and just look at things differently. You know, yes,
I agree.
I'm afraid of badgers. That doesn't stop. It's not going to stop me from picking one up and cuddling with it if it would let me. Because they're so cute.
They are cute. All right. So on that note, we're going to move on to our final but not least listener submission. This comes from Benny. Any advice on how to get over a narcissist? My apologies. Our relationship only lasted a few months, but with rings and false promises, it feels like a decade. Thanks in advance. So,
narcissist. Oh,
I feel like this really kind of segues perfectly with today's topic on the podcast, because we are talking about PTSD in relationships. And I feel like sometimes narcissism is a big cause of having PTSD after a relationship. Would you agree or disagree?
No, I totally agree. You know, the last relationship I was in lasted 3 years, and very, very intelligent person, because he knew how to play the game he was playing, and it was very well thought out and very well organized.
And now he's with me, you know? And I'm just stupid enough for him to not have a problem with it.
But no, like, the first year and a half, 2 years was great. You know, I saw little things here and there, but everybody has their little things, you know?
Yeah.
But when I found out the truth, what kept me stuck in the relationship was the children, because this person had children when I came into the relationship. They were young, and I was raising them as my own, and I fell in love with these kids, and I didn't want to leave these kids, and it was tearing me apart to leave those kids. But when I found out what he truly was and what he was doing in this relationship, I couldn't stay. There was no way I could teach those children that it's okay to stay in a relationship like that. I had to leave because I had to let those kids see that you can't stay and put up with that, you know?
So, I mean, I agree with you on that piece, but on having advice on how to get over a narcissist, that is a loaded question, to be honest, because there's a lot of different pieces with narcissism that when somebody is narcissistic, it's different in different cases. So it's not like narcissism is the one same thing. It's the term that describes it, but people can be narcissistic with different things.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of turmoil in the brain when you leave a narcissist's relationship. If you listen to the podcast last week when I had Rochelle Summers on, this probably would be a great question for her aunt to answer too, is she was also in a narcissistic relationship.
Yeah.
And it was a lot of self-healing is how she had gotten through that. And I myself have felt that from being in a narcissistic relationship, that self-healing was really that main thing that helped, that was a broad thing to help.
But you know, there's also a difference between a narcissist and borderline personality disorder. And a lot of them come hand in hand. When somebody has narcissistic sociopathic tendencies and it's roped in with borderline personality disorder, you're dealing with a psychotic person that you cannot help no matter how much you think you can. And all it's going to do is destroy you. A narcissistic person is just more like, they could be a person that was hurt or traumatized in life. And here you come along and you're a good person and you think, oh, I can love this person enough to make them change. You can if they're ready for that. But most of the time, the narcissistic person is not ready for that. They're not ready to admit that they're being that way. All they do is care about themselves, you know, and it'll destroy you if you're not careful. You have to have very thick skin. And to get over that, you have to tell yourself, you know what? I need to own my part. I allowed it to happen on some level. But now I have to decide, am I going to continue to allow it happen, or am I going to walk away and heal myself?
Yeah, that definitely goes back to the self-healing.
I 100% please take time after every relationship to heal and grow past it and learn. Because if you go to the next relationship, you're just going to be drawn to the same type of person and the same shit, you know?
Yeah.
And if you don't mind a little prison time there, Benny, just fucking pull a 45 out and blow their fucking head off. That'll handle a lot of things.
All right. So we're going to take a quick commercial break.
Awesome.
Let's talk about Midnight Alchemy. Midnight Alchemy is all natural products made by Doug's cousin, Miss Karen Jones. She's a feisty queen that can mix up any natural stuff for you. She has so many different products, and we have tried her stuff out as she is making it. You know, we get those little samples, girl. So she has face masks that are all natural and gluten-free, non-GMO products. She has sieves oil, which that shit really helps with your feet, let me tell you. She has a room spray and many other great products. So you can check her out on Etsy by searching Midnight Alchemy LLC, or hit her up on Facebook at facebook.com/MidnightAlchemy423. Now back to the show. Bye. So,
what's up with the kind guy topics?
So, our kind guy topics. So, kind fam, we have some topics that Doug and I talk about throughout the week, and I kind of put them into our Google Doc, and we're going to kind of just hit on those and have a little bit of a conversation around those.
Yeah.
So the first topic is being open about our boundaries and don't change your lineups. So we had a conversation. Doug and I have many conversations, honestly. One of the best things about our relationship is the open lines of communication. We're always trying to talk to each other. We're always trying to work with each other. And we're always trying to be very in tune with each other. So we were having a conversation and we were talking about being open about your boundaries in a relationship. So telling your partner what you're comfortable with and what you're not comfortable with. Meaning, sorry, excuse me. We have a lovely little cat that is trying to turn the audio off. Love you, baby. Anyway, so back to what I was talking about. This podcast is just a ratchet shit show.
What, do you want to stop it and start all over?
No, I think we should keep going.
Well, how's it a ratchet shit show?
Because I was in the middle of my conversation and forgot it.
Oh, wow. The pussy's always getting things up messed up.
So... we were talking about being open and honest in your relationship about your boundaries. So as far as your boundaries sexually, as far as your boundaries mentally, things like that. Yeah, physically. Spiritually.
You have to cover all the aspects.
Yeah, so that's something that
Do you remember the old cartoons when we were kids, especially Bugs Bunny? He would draw a line. And when Yosemite Sam would cross over it or Bugs Bunny would cross over it, he would draw another line. And they would keep drawing a line all the way to the end of the cliff, and the character would jump off the cliff. That's pretty much what happens when you keep drawing lines and letting people go over them and you don't address them, but you draw another line and another line, the relationship's going to fail. Yeah. Whatever's going to happen is just going to end traumatically. You know, like you have to fucking stop and say, you know what? You cross that line, you're getting what you're going to get. Mm-hmm. Punch that motherfucker in the mouth. And I'm just kidding. But seriously, like, wow, you can't allow that, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, and I agree with that. And so that's what we mean by, you know, being open about your boundaries and don't change your lineup. So if you're in a relationship and you're anybody in the world, this is not us talking to people in the LGBTQ community. This is us talking to everybody, is know your boundaries, be open about your boundaries, and don't change your lineups. Don't let people jump over your line and not do something about it. All right.
Being honest about your needs and wants.
So this has been something that we had a conversation about, because in a relationship, there's different needs and there's different wants. And if you don't voice those needs and wants, then the other person can never help you accomplish those needs.
And therefore, it's not their fault that they don't know what's going on and there's an issue. That's where I'm saying you're both right, you're both wrong. If one person is trying to figure everything out and the other one's just like, I don't know what you're talking about. Because I went through this with my sister. Her and her kids moved in with me at one point, you know, and there was this weird shit going on. And I'd come home from work and didn't know what was going on. And I called her in my room several times and asked her, I said, you know, is there something wrong? Because you're acting weird, blah, blah, blah. There's an elephant in the room. And she would always be like, oh, I don't know what you're talking about. Everything's fine. But there was fucking issues, you know, and there was a lot of backstabbing, dumb bullshit. And that's actually why I just don't talk to her no more, because if I'm trying to figure it out and you're just filling me full of fucking horse shit, this is all your shit and I'm not going to fucking touch it. I'm going to go have my life and be happy and let you figure out all that dumb shit you want. When you're ready to really seriously talk about things and whatever your issue is, I'm here. You know, but I'm not going to waste my time in the meantime trying to satisfy you and placate to everything you want me to do and say. It's just not going to happen. You know, in any relationships like that.
Yeah, it definitely is. Friend relationship, intimate relationship, they all boil down to mostly the same guidelines. And if you aren't going to let your friends be ignorant to you and not be honest about their needs and wants and stuff like that, then you shouldn't allow that in your physical relationship.
Yeah. And it's I see there's a lot of straight friends of mine, like, and a lot of gay friends too, but mostly my straight friends, the husbands are always like, I don't know what she wants. And he's like, and she's always like, he just doesn't listen to me. It's like, well, honestly, maybe it's you not listening to him, and maybe you don't know what he wants. Because neither one of you are talking about the right thing. You're projecting bullshit back and forth, but you're not stopping and saying, maybe why I'm mad at him is because I hate in others what I really hate about myself. Or I'm really mad because I'm not the one voicing what I truly want and I'm confusing him. Or vice versa. You know, like, stop accusing everybody else and stop and say, how does this first apply to me? Maybe this is my shit. Maybe this isn't even my partner's shit. Maybe he's just happy coming home and spending time with me. But when he comes in the door, I'm fucking berating him over every little stupid fucking thing. You know, because they're not dealing with their own shit first.
And I can seriously talk on this topic, is a lot of people have said like, oh, well, it's because it's two guys together and guys can talk to each other a little easier. That's not necessarily the case. I was married to a woman and there was no boundary set. There was no honesty about the needs and wants. There was a lot of line jumping. There was a lot of different things because of insecurities. And I think that insecurities in a relationship is what causes some of those issues, is when you're insecure about yourself and somebody, let's say somebody is walking down the street and your significant other sees them and then it causes this issue. That's an insecurity, just an example of it. And I feel like in those types of relationships, there's a lot more insecurities on both parts and they don't address those insecurities.
But you know, you and I could go to a nightclub and you could dance with some guy all night long and flirt with him. And I wouldn't give two shits, you know? Because my insecurity is not telling me that you're wanting to leave me. What is in my mind is like, he's having fun. Let him have fun, you know? And it's beautiful for somebody to have fun and talk to other people. If you can't trust someone and it's because of your own insecurities, then you need to deal with your own shit. Now, if that person's a cheater and they're running around cheating all the time, and then fuck them. They're an asshole. They're wrong. And you don't need to be with somebody like that. You need to find somebody that you can trust and that you have that open communication with, because human nature is to check out other people. But human nature isn't to lie and sneak around and, you know, well, actually, that is human nature, to lie and sneak around and do their own thing. But it's not right. When you're in a relationship with somebody, you don't do that. It's called respect. And if you can't have mutual respect for me, then you're not allowed to just do what you want and say what you want and it be okay, you know?
And I'm going to say this louder for the people in the back. Don't put yourself in a relationship that is unhealthy. Get yourself out of it. And once you realize that it is unhealthy and is detrimental to your self-being, get the fuck out of it.
Especially when all your friends are telling you the same fucking thing. They see things from the outside that you're not seeing when you're inside. And I had to learn that from my last relationship, that my friends see more than I do because I'm in the middle of this mess. And it's just like if you walk into a hoarder's house, they're living in that horse shit. They don't even realize what's built up around them over the years. On some level, they might, but they're comfortable in that. They don't know it's not good for them. It takes somebody from the outside to come in and say, you know what? Let me clean this trash out for you so that you can see what kind of house you really need to be living in, you know?
Yeah.
So sometimes you need help from your friends to help you clean up the mess, especially if you have a friend that wants to help. Let them help.
Yes, bitch, you know? Have a yard sale.
Yeah.
Get all those thoughts out of your head and sell them. Sell them on the black market.
Order a construction dumpster and not only throw all that shit in it, but also that motherfucker and get it out.
All right. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back after this. So, Doug, you know what I'm excited about?
What?
The family is growing.
How so?
We have a brand new podcast coming in January of 2021 called What?
What?
Yes. It's all about weird health, adventure, and travel.
Oh, my God, Becky.
And guess what?
What?
Rochelle is doing it.
Seriously? Like one of the most amazing people I know?
Yes. So check Clay Underwood and Rochelle Summers on the new podcast, What?
What?
Coming to you soon in January of 2020. Now, back to the show. Bye! So let's talk about relationship PTSD.
Okay. Terry and Doug opened to discuss past dramas of their relationship. Are you all ready to hear this?
So we are going to dive in a little deeper into our situations and our things that we went through. And Doug is somebody that does suffer from relationship PTSD. And us as a couple are currently working through what is his best course of action and what is going to be best for him to help him move forward and work through some of these things. So we just wanted to bring it up and talk about it and share our stuff because we want to help other people that might be going through this too.
First off, there were three people in my life at the time, actually four, who were fundamentally there for me in every single way, not necessarily telling me what I need to do and what I have to do, but just telling me that they loved me and they were here for anything and giving me advice in a way that allowed me to see it for myself and not get pushed on me. Because I was in a situation where pretty much everything about myself was cast aside and put on the back burner. And it was not about me at all. It was made, everything was about that person. And my friends, it hurt them to watch me go through that, especially my cousin Karen, because she was a big part of it. Because this person was, me and my ex used to always hang out with my cousin and her husband and their family, like all the time. Played cards together. We built businesses together. We did things together, you know? So a big fundamental part of it. And there's things that my cousin went through because she got so attached to him. And her and I suffer from the same type of PTSD because of that. But if it was not for those people, I don't know where I would be today. Because I was lost and it was dark and I didn't know where I was. But I wasn't giving up. You know, I knew something wasn't right. I couldn't put my finger on it. And it just took one episode, one thing to wake me up And it was almost like this huge bright light shined in, and I could see the mess that I was standing in the middle of. And I got out, you know, but.
And I think the biggest thing was, is Doug had about 6 months before him and I got together, and Doug and I were not looking for this to be something. I think that it was almost fate, like, kind of pulling us together because of our traumas that we had went through. And it was almost like we found a comfort and a solace in each other because we could work together and improve each other. And I know that sounds really wrong to say, but it's kind of like a team effort type thing to be better people. But I think that too often people think of PTSD as being from like the military, like the military having PTSD. And PTSD comes in many different forms and in many, many different areas of your life. Some people suffer from PTSD from their childhood. Some people suffer from relationship PTSD. Some people suffer from PTSD from a plane crash that they survived. It's anything that is traumatic and causes stress. Hence why it's called
post-traumatic
stress disorder.
Yeah, like, you people don't understand that any relationship that ends comes with PTSD, because that was a lifestyle you were used to and you're in the middle of, and now all of a sudden everything's different and changed. And if you introduce another individual into your life during that time, you're just going to destroy that person, or you're going to get destroyed because you're not strong enough yet to handle what may come. And most of the time you're being attracted to that same mess because that's what you're used to. And if you don't give yourself time to heal and find out what it is you truly want, you're just going to be attracted to the same people and the same shit. And it becomes a cycle of defeat at that point. And a cycle of defeat is like a hamster wheel. It keeps going around and around. As long as you keep running on it, you're going to keep doing the same fucking circle. It's not going to change. Thus becomes the definition of insanity. You know, doing the same thing over and over, expecting different results each time. You know, you have to fucking do something different if you want the change to come about. So when you get out of a relationship, getting into another relationship is not the right thing to do.
No.
You have to stay single. With us, it was weird because we both had these cats that friends had trusted upon us to take over. And we come together, we met each other, and even though you're like 15 years younger than me.
14.
Same difference. There's like a lot of similarities in what we had went through and what had gone through in our lives, you know. And when we got together, it wasn't under the guise to have a relationship or even have sex. It was just to fucking hang out because I said something really stupid and crazy and you knew I was funny.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're like, this would be a cool guy to hang out with because he's fucking hilarious. And that's true. I'm very hilarious. But I think what brought us together was that need to have somebody that could push us to keep getting better individually and not consume us.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah, and that's what I was trying to say. It's almost like a team effort to improve each other. I remember there was a night when we went to the Green Turtle, I believe it was.
Yeah.
And we had sat in the parking lot and we were talking. And that's the thing about Doug that I absolutely love, because I'm a Pisces, so I really love the communication aspect of a relationship. And when I don't have communication, I am very turned off by that person. Like, I need to be talking and I need to be communicating. It's just something that I'm really attracted to in a person. And so we had this conversation, and this was the most heartbreaking, beautiful, insane, lovely conversation. I mean, it was so many ups and downs, but it was a lot. It was very therapeutic, and it was a lot of, what's that word that I'm looking for, babe? A lot of cleansing, very cleansing.
I was going to say time wasted on a podcast trying to figure out a word.
Yes, that too. So we had this very cleansing conversation, and I actually think that's what that conversation was also what kind of sparked Karen and I to start becoming close, is when she had heard about that conversation and some of my rebuttals to what Doug was talking about, that allowed her to open up a little bit on her PTSD side of things. You know what I mean? And there was things that she had been eerie on us getting into a relationship too.
Well, a lot of my friends, like, know, like, very protective of me after I left. And asshole, they were very protective of me. And there were several people who had asked them at a certain point, like, I heard Doug's single. You want to hook us up? And they're like, no, I'm not, because he needs time to himself. The last thing he needs is anybody messing with his head or messing with his heart, because he's hurt. He's wounded and he needs to heal, you know. And like a dog, I had went and hid in a burrow for a while,
mm-hmm.
because when I first left, I was terrified. I was so scared and so terrified because I thought this person was going to come after me and cause harm. You know, I literally thought I was going to die. I was watching when I went across parking lots. I started my car so that the headlights would come on, and I ran to my car. I watched around all corners. I was scared to death for like 2 weeks. And it was talking to Karen's one of the ones. She's like, this fear is unhealthy. She's like, it's not a good fear. She's like, I understand because I have it too. Because the night I left him, we hid in her house. Turned all the lights off in the house, and everybody in the family was hiding in her bedroom with the lights off. Because we were waiting for the fucking shit to go down. And surprisingly, it didn't happen the way we thought it was going to, thank God. But fear-driven, like terrified fear. And I've been to fucking jail for fucking robbing banks. Like, and prison was not even nowhere near as fucking scary as what I went through this day. And the realization of who I had been with, the type of animal I'd been with, and the way he was, and what he was capable of, when it set in and I was realizing it, it was so fucking terrifying, you know?
Yeah.
And for weeks, it took 2 or 3 weeks, and Karen finally opened up my eyes to it, that there's nothing he can do to me. There's nothing he can really do
that he hadn't already done.
You know, that he hasn't already done, for one. And that now that I'm aware of it, he doesn't want to do anything that I'm aware of. He wants to hide in the shadows and do sneaky shit.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't want to do it out in the open. So when I realized that this was a little boy that was afraid and terrified, so he was putting terror and fear in everybody else around him because that's what he knew, I realized that weak little boy is not going to do anything now.
Yeah.
You know, but at the time, you know, it wasn't just me that was terrified. A lot of my friends were. And my friend Christina, I called her and she's like, I love you and I'm going to tell you the fucking truth. Because she hadn't been telling me. They had been supporting me, but they hadn't been telling me what I need to do. She said, you need to go over to that fucking house, get your shit out now. And I mean the stuff you need, like your toothbrush, toothpaste, and a few clothes, and you need to leave that fucking house and get away. And I fucking did it. I went home, got my shit, and left. You know? And I'm glad I did, because if I would have fucking tried to have a talk and a conversation and leave the right way a normal person does, it would not have ended well. You know?
Yeah.
But I think PTSD is, after the fact, what do I do with my life? When all these little things remind me of something that happened during that relationship, something somebody says or something somebody does, And it's nobody's fault because these are normal, actual, everyday characteristics everybody shows. But with this one particular characteristic, it's bringing your mind right back, and you're that person in the middle of that mess. And it's almost like you just time traveled.
Yeah, and there's been a there's been many times with Doug that I have said things or done things and he almost shuts down and I'm like, okay, like, what did I do wrong? And then it's kind of like he does his own thing, you know, and then I give him some time to kind of process it. And then I ask him, like, did I upset you about that? And, you know, sometimes he's like, no, why would you ask me that? And then I have to explain to him, like, you shut down, like, and he's like, well, this is the reason why I did. And, you know, I'm not going to lie that there was a few times in the beginning of our relationship where I was like, okay, why every time I do something is he shutting down and then giving me a reason about this past situation? So then I kind of started putting myself in that box, like I was just like that past person. And I had to really work on my shit to take myself back out of that box, if you understand what I mean.
Yeah, but when we got together, I told you I'm not ready. I don't want this.
I know.
But we did. And I'm like, we just have to realize that we're both working on shit. And it's what kills relationships, is that very thing. But we came into it being honest about it and approaching it, not denying it or hiding it. So it made it easier on us, but it still at the same time comes with its difficulties, because like you said, every action causes a reaction. You know, every thought comes along with a feeling or an emotion attached to that thought or that memory, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But just like a time machine, I can go back in time right now, but if I go back to the 1920s dressed in the clothes that I would wear today, I'm gonna get some strange fucking looks. They're gonna be like, you don't belong here, who are you? You know,
yeah.
And it's just like when you come out of a PTSD situation or you're in a PTSD situation where you 2 or 3 years down the road, somebody says or done something that takes you back to that time. Those thoughts and emotions from that time are still there attached to that. And when you show up, you're like, I don't belong here. This isn't where I should be. I don't fit in. Because you grew past that. You're a different person. And you don't fit there. That's a square hole and you're a round peg. You know, like, you're not going to fit there. You don't belong there. So when you find yourself in that situation, you need to see it for what it was. That was a fucked up time I went through. I am so much different now. Mm-hmm. I am so much of a different person that I don't even fit here. I'm no longer a round peg. I'm a square hole. You know what I mean? So you have to tell yourself, this was not me anymore. This is just a memory. It's just a recollection. And thank yourself for growing past that. And if you haven't grown past it, then tell yourself, I need to get past this and I need to grow. This needs to be my main focus for right now until I get past it. And I need to prioritize and put this first and deal with it so that next time I come back to this, I'm gonna be like, you know what? That's not me anymore. And it's just something that happened in my life. You don't have to be mad at it or angry. You can actually nurture it and take care of it. And that's a problem, honestly. PTSD means I had a baby and I left it in its crib and didn't take care of it. And that baby is screaming and yelling and crying for attention. And I'm just fucking off doing me.
Yeah, you know,
take care of your fucking baby and raise it and nurture it. Deal with it. Put it where it needs to go.
And that's the stuff that's in your head. Like, you got to work through it. You got to be constantly working on yourself to try to
declutter
them. Yeah, to try to keep them thoughts from accumulating and causing more issues.
Because if you think about it, if you take a hamster ball, a giant human-sized hamster ball, and you put the person in there, and you put them in there with all their problems, and you just keep packing their problems in there and all their shit, you know, you're going to suffocate and die. You don't have no air. There's nothing for you to breathe. You have to fucking clean house and get rid of that shit so that you can breathe. And then you can handle the normal everyday bullshit we have to deal with, because this fucking world sucks. You have the fucking Republicans and Democrats fighting like fucking children and lying and backstabbing and doing their dumb shit. And nobody knows what's really going on. And then you have your next door neighbor with their dumb fucking horse shit. Your fucking dog pooped in my yard. Well, who the fuck cares? It's a dog. A dog shits. And your yard is grass where dogs shit. Get the fuck over it. It's nothing. It's dog shit. The next rain comes along, it'll be gone. You know, and then you've got your fucking family members who fucking got to fight and cry and whine and bitch about every dumb little fucking thing and catch feelings about every little dumb fucking thing. So you have enough horse shit going on in your life without fucking having your life so cluttered up that you can't focus and know how to handle those situations when they do come. You know, so yeah. Then there's the straw that breaks the camel's back.
And yeah, we've seen that. We saw the straw that broke the camel's back. Definitely.
This morning's boxing match was fun.
So the thing that I just want to point out as we wrap up the show here is,
I don't want to wrap the show up. I want to keep going forever.
I know, but we can't. We have to wrap it up. We have a time limit. If you are in a relationship that is unhealthy, do your best to reach out to somebody that you trust. If you know you're in a relationship and you're blind to things, you're dealing with things that are hurting you inside, but you're not speaking up about them, you need to talk to that person and be open with that person. It's what we're trying to say. We want you to be better, not hurt yourself and tear yourself down. I think that so often as humans, we care about how other people are going to perceive us. And I just have to say that I have learned that over the last 2 years. I don't give a shit what you think of me. I am still fly, fucking fierce, and fucking sexy, and I always will be. So you just need to find that inner thing that you start to love yourself and respect yourself, because if you can't respect yourself and you can't love yourself, how in the hell are you going to love somebody else?
And I really mean it when I say reach out to me. Like, I've been through a lot of crap in my life and I've grown from a lot of crap, and I'm very proud of what I've grown from. And my friends love the fact that I don't give advice. If I've been through something, I tell them what happened to me and how I handled it and what the outcome was. But I'm not going to give you advice. All I'm going to tell you is to follow your heart. And if you need extra help other than that, I really will help. But you also got to know, I'm going to tell you this stone cold cardinal truth as I see it. I'm not going to be like, oh, well, you know, it's they're an asshole and blah, blah, blah. No, I'm going to tell you, if you were a prick, I'm going to tell you you were a prick, you know. But you can reach out to me if you ever need somebody to talk to. And when I'm available, I'll definitely reach you back. Just don't be creepy about it.
Yeah. The Kind Fam is a community. And within that, we have many friends that are included in the Kind Fam. And they will help you. If we can't help you, if we can't be a guidance to you, we have many friends that can help you.
Yeah,
and can help guide you. Also, I know it's so hard these days because insurance companies don't cover therapy and psychologists and stuff like that. But if you do have an opportunity to go to a therapist, it is highly recommended. And they are trained to help you work through your things. And I know it's expensive. Some insurance companies have started covering it. You just got to check with your insurance company and see what you can get help with. And I would definitely recommend reaching out to somebody and talking to them and from a professional standpoint. Anything else before we wrap it up?
If your toes itch and you've got like a foot fungus they haven't identified yet, my cousin Karen's products are very, very well. They do very well. You know, and I sound like Donald Trump there. It's extraordinary. It's amazing. it's an amazing thing. you know, but seriously,
it's like, extraordinarily amazing.
Yeah, like, we're not lying to you about my cousin Karen's products. So, all natural. You could literally eat them, and it's not going to harm you because it's non-toxic, gluten-free. Everything's amazing, and this shit actually works. So, definitely look out for Midnight Alchemy and get a hold of her.
You can look for Midnight Alchemy on Etsy by searching Midnight Alchemy LLC, or go to Facebook at facebook.com/MidnightAlchemy423. If there's a product that you are thinking of and you think that she might be able to make for you, or you have an idea, you know, talk to her. She is a beautiful person, and she will definitely talk to you about products from the company and ask questions about them. Maybe you have an idea of something you would like to see her do, and maybe she can figure it out. So once again, go to Etsy and search Midnight Alchemy LLC, and go to Facebook at facebook.com/MidnightAlchemy423. So thank you guys so much for joining us for this episode. We love getting together with you every week and bringing you different content and different things. Another thing I want to announce is we have the girls from Tackled coming back, minus Lizzie, and they are going to be a bonus episode on KOABD, the beautiful podcast you're listening to right now. So that will be called The Token Club, and that will be bonus episodes on our RSS feed.
And stay tuned, because we just bought a t-shirt printer and stuff to make t-shirts. So coming soon, we will have our own t-shirt line, and we'll do custom-made t-shirts. And I'm also wanting to do a line of scratch and sniff t-shirts. So if that does pretty well, we're going to do scratch and sniff underwear. So keep in tune.
So, yeah, we have merch in the process. We have the new What podcast coming in January of 2021. That is with Rochelle Summers and Clay Underwood. And we are going to be having a blast as we introduce Rochelle to the family. So she's already a part of our family, but now she's a part of the podcast family.
Yeah.
So
Rochelle, Michelle, Michael. Like, there's so many people that we've brought into our life for the podcast.
Yes.
I want my cousin Karen to do it, but she's like, I don't like my voice. And I'm like, well, the rest of us don't like your fucking voice either, bitch, but we want you on our podcast. And she won't do it.
All right. Well, we just want to let you know that you can find us, on Twitter at @kind_cast, or on Facebook at facebook.me/kindcast.
And shout out to the Canadians and to the German. And what, who else is Ireland listening now to? We have listeners in Ireland.
Yes.
Shout out to Ireland.
So until next time, stay true
and always be a big deal.
Fuck yeah. Bye.
Bye.